This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. State health officials say health care subsidies from the Inflation Reduction Act will reduce average out-of-pocket medical costs by $900 per year for more than 100,000 Coloradans. The new law extends the expansion of the Affordable Care Act tax credits through 2025. It was signed by President Biden on Tuesday. The act also deals with climate change and prescription drug costs. Despite a lot of talk about Denver's real estate market cooling down, home prices have not dropped. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
From this time last year, median house prices are up over 11% in the Denver metro area. That's according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. Normally, that would be a big hike. But in recent years, home prices have risen more than 20% yearly. Realtor Matthew Leprino said the market is calming. While nobody knows whether prices will plunge, he doubts there will be a repeat of the 2008 foreclosure crisis because of changes in lending practices. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
On Tuesday, a judge in Fort Collins ordered Jenna Ellis, a legal advisor for former President Donald Trump's campaign, to testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta. It's part of an investigation into whether Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. This is CPR News. Mostly clear skies for much of Colorado tonight. For Metro Denver, overnight lows in the upper 50s. It's 6:06.